वन और नमस्ते नमस्कार सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चॉइस एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज।
सीताराम सत श्री अकाल जय गुरु दत्ता साई राम अस्सलाम वालेकुम एंड वेलकम एवरीबॉडी वेलकम इंडीड टू शब्दम रेडियो ऑन अ सैटरडे। वी ट्रस्टिंग दैट यू हैड अ गुड वीक और मेड द बेस्ट ऑफ इट सो फार। वी हियर कीपिंग यू कंपनी। माय नेम इज रिचर्ड अजीज। द प्रोग्राम इज एंटाइटल्ड शब्दम। Broadcasting, we are from WTOR 770 on the AM dial and around the world at www.shabdamradio.com. As we say hello and welcome to you and yours. I must say hello and a good day to my sister at Master Controller WTOR. Hey Sister Baljeet, how are you? As we also send lots of love and music out to Niagara Falls, Vic Ram and family. Well, how many of you are under stress? How many exhibiting signs of anxiety? Well, you all surely have been getting a number of calls. And speaking while I reach out to friends and individuals in our community, I'm hearing this over and over again. And we've been asking. I've been sorting out help from many organizations, hoping that they would already tap into people who can bring some relief or some guidance under this topic. Without luck. So I'm asking you today, anybody out there might want to phone in and maybe share your experience and how you are handling it. Maybe you might have a technique. Today alone I had three people that I mentioned on television this morning that we would try to have someone onto the program, but I've not reached getting hold of that individual. But I got three inquiries finding out what time, and of course they went on to explain their situation in their life right now. Apart from people dying in our close circles, family members, spouse. Not knowing what's next is causing a lot of discomfort and anxiety. So we ask you today, throughout the program, feel free anytime to call in and share if you have some idea or techniques or where we can research or find source that we could try to share with our community. This is Shabnam on a Saturday. Richard Izzy is keeping you company, and we want to start off the program with some beautiful selections. So sit with us, and thank you again for joining us on Shabnam Radio. Remember, we are on shabnamradio.com. Telephone number to reach me here right now, 416-848-7772. That's 416-848-7772. And again, you can listen by simply dialing 647-872-4900. That's 647-872-4900. And of course, you can listen anywhere, anytime at shabnamradio.com. Assalamu alaikum to my brother Kamal and his family. Welcome. Hey Vikram, hope all is well, and thanks for spending your Saturdays again with us. Welcome, Happy New Year.
तुझे सुबह तक मैं करूं।
Shabdamanasatri. We want to say hello and welcome to my brother, Dr. Gerald Gaya, joining us. Always a pleasure and always behind the scene, giving so much love and kindness. Dr. Gaya, to you and your family, may God continue to bless you, my brother. Welcome to Dr. Gerald Gaya. As we also say hello and welcome to Anna of West Indian Friends at Care. Good afternoon, Anna, and welcome to Shabdam Radio.
Well, happy New Year to you and your crew, Richard, and all your supporters. Wishing you, everybody, a very happy and prosperous, and also the word safe 2022.
Thank you. Now, you had some news you wanted to share with us about some of the services you guys are offering.
Yes, we do, and we didn't discuss it with you, Richard, but we want to offer our help from our home, that's Wayne and myself. If anybody is sick in the area, and in Brampton area, of course, because you know we both work full-time, and they need to, like, soups or food drop over, bread, whatever it is, because normally if you can't leave your house and you're sick, we want to offer some help, and it's going to be confidential. We are doing it right now. We are helping some families that are in need because they're so sick, nobody can cook and stuff like that. So they can contact yourself or they can contact Wayne at 416-568-5838 and give us an address. We will drop off the food there and drop it at their doors, and then we will call to let them know the food or groceries or whatever they need is at their door.
Anna, and thank you, God. You know, this is what we have heard Anna and Wayne and Amar and that group, West Indian Friends at Care, time and time on this program. We did a lot of fundraising with them. They, at one time, would try to raise money, but it's been a couple of years now that they haven't been. But if you notice, they always continue to give. Now, these are the simple things that people need right now. Not necessarily that they are suffering, and of course some people might be going through hardship, but the fact that someone could pick up or help prepare a home cook or a warm meal, a soup, maybe pick up some bread, even pick up a prescription for them, these are some of the simple things that some people need. So we applaud you, Anna, and again, that number for Wayne is 416-568-5838. That's 416-568-5838. Anna, thank you very much. We'd continue to give out the number. And as soon as I hear from anyone, and again, it's all confidential. Wayne and Anna would even figure out, well, you know, boy, it's just me alone, and I don't feel like cooking is not much, but if once a week, or maybe if you could pick up this for me, I'm sure, give them a call. Put them to test. I promise you they wouldn't disappoint you. Thank you, Anna, and again, to you and your organization, we look forward to, again, working closely and always with you. God bless you guys.
Same to you, Richard.
Yep. Well, you know, I start off this morning's program and I ask, and I'm making an appeal. Anyone know how we could try to deal with anxiety and stress? Now, I'm sure by next week we will be able to get something coordinated with an expert in that field. But I'm telling you, we are in a crisis when it comes to anxiety and stress. People are suffering, the vulnerable, the seniors in our communities. I heard from three today. One sister called and she wanted to know how she could listen to the program. And then in the same conversation, she wouldn't be able to because she was going to the temple to see, because she just need to be somewhere where they might have something to offer her. She said she can't breathe. And I thought, well, maybe she's scared of maybe death come knocking on the door. But she was worried, and some of the things she cited, but when this would go away. She cited children not being able to go to school. And this sounded like a senior. And she said, I said, Mom, you know, well, kind of change your environment. I know it's too cold, but if you could walk, and you know. And she called back with her cell number. Richard, this is my cell number. I'm going to temple, but I went for that walk, and you know, I feel better. I feel as if help is coming. I said, Mom, we continue to pray for you. And And she was so grateful. She said, just to speak to me, maybe. Just talking to someone. So I find it hard why it is that, yes, we need to keep the lights on in the mosque and the churches and the temples, etc. How come we can't coordinate with members of those institutional organizations that they could call and find out from their congregation, from their jamaat, from their devotees, what it is that they need? Simple things like Anna and Wayne. Why it is that they can't, and I'm sure they could because they have volunteers, they have specialists, they have spiritual leaders. Sometimes maybe, hey, well, guys, listen, you could call in this number and put your name down. We'd call you back and offer prayer. Or do you need someone to check in on you once every other day? What time is good for that? You know, there are many people who want to volunteer. They're sitting at home and would like to know what they can do. Maybe you can coordinate it, guys. So I'm calling on all spiritual leaders, first and foremost, the organizers of these monuments that we have, these white castles we have all over the city. Get off your asses and let's help. Get off your asses and let's do for the people who have supported you, who have given you, who have helped build those castles and pay not only to keep the lights on for some of the vehicles that you all are driving. Come on, man. We can do this. Please, let's see if we can get together and make a difference. Well, right now, Richard is trying to make a difference, trying to cheer up, bring some smiles, and at least change the mood a little bit. Let's try with this one. Hey, the lines are open. If you disagree with me that we should be making an appeal to somebody else, maybe the politicians, maybe family members who should be taking this step. But come on, I think we can make a difference. We are the masses. Reach out to a senior, reach out to a neighbor, reach out to someone who might need that social support at least. Again, Wayne's number is 416-568-5838. 416-568-5838. Again, I want to say hello to Dr. Gerald Guy. I have a selection coming up to you, sir. Hey, the lines are open. Give me a call. 416-848-7772. You know, we know how to collect money by e-transfer. We know how to sell food remotely to collect some money. Could we not arrange to give remotely some kind words, some love, some prayers? What's your thought? 416-848-7772. Hey, and if you know of any services that people could tap into, we'd love to hear from you. Hi, who we have on the line?
Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. That's the half of the story you're telling.
Okay, let's hear the other half.
Hey?
Let's hear the other half.
Okay, the other half is that, yeah, you're right. All of these institutions that we pay for as a congregant, they should check with us, and they should have a number that we should communicate with them and all that. But the life that we live in this time and age, it's very self-centered, selfish. I don't even know my neighbors, so let alone we go to mosque and church and all the religious places. We don't even know the guy or the girl sitting beside us. You're talking about back in the day when we needed each other, when we didn't have all these distractions or all this technology and all the money and all the Google. We needed a Bhaijan, and we needed a Papaji, and the neighbor, and the Sardarji, and this and that. Although we were living, again, in a different country, with total different stranger, faith people and all that. But we got along because we needed each other. Today, I don't need nobody. They don't need me. So although I live in a city, but I'm by myself. I live in a village, but I'm by myself. I could have a whole ton of family. They don't care about me. Mm-hmm. They have things to live with. A TV, an internet, a car, a job, a mortgage. That's the half of the story, my friend.
You know, and there are many layers to this, and I'm sure I am not qualified to deal with it, but even within family circles alone, right? Why I talk about the churches and the mosque, the lady who said she wanted to go to the temple to see if she could get some help or answer. She wasn't looking for any food or handout. She just, I sensed that she wanted to be comforted by a word of encouragement or prayer, something where you could call and I don't know, I couldn't tell you. But it's not only that, but within our own families, I could tell you when last I got a call from I spoke to my brother this morning, but I make an effort to call people. There's a brother called Brother Wahid. I haven't heard from him for a while, and I call, and I went to a funeral, and then I remembered him. I said, how is he doing? And we had a long chat, and he was so happy. Now, there are people that need to hear that phone ring, not for anything, but just to say hello. But your own family circle, if anyone listening today, remember when last any of your brothers and sisters or you reach out to them and had a good 5 minutes laugh or good conversation without saying, hey, I need to go here, or mommy want this, or, but it's the society we live in. But I said about, I think about the churches and the temples and the mosques. And listen, when I say that, I hate to repeat all three. We know we're talking about these congregations, right? And the so-called white castles. But I know it's a problem, our own neighbors. It's a Canadian way of living from maybe, 25, 30 years now. I know it's like that. Neighbors just watch each other, wave, and, you know. But we could try fixing it, at least within our own community, right? And where we gather more often are these religious places, no? So even today, look, what's your name, brother?
Bashir Khan.
Bashir, look, let's see. How many people would call in today and maybe lighten up and say, yes, they agree or disagree? Or Richard, you know, just shut up and play some nice music. That could comfort us. Or get engaged. Get involved a little bit. But, you know, I'm not sure how many people. But thank you very much. I really appreciate
your
contribution. Right? Thanks, brother.
You're welcome.
And again, anybody else? We have more than one line. So please, phone 416-848-7772. As Bashir mentioned that, you know, this is who we've evolved to in this country, in this world now. Things are different with social media, Google. We don't have time even to look up at the TV or maybe speak to the wife and look at her in the face. But give me a call, 416-848-7772. Dr. Gerald Gaia, I want to play this one for you. But before we do that, let me bring on one of our callers. Hi, who we have on the line?
Richard Terry.
Mr. Saar, how are you? Glad that you could call.
Happy
New Year.
Well, how are you, sir?
Happy New Year.
A very happy New Year to you, Richard.
So, you are live and you own the airways. Go ahead.
I can hardly hear, though. Is it my phone, your phone, or my ears?
How about now?
Is it better? I'm still, you know, hearing you at a very low volume. But I will speak. Is my volume okay?
Yes, very well. Go ahead.
Okay. I was driving about 15 minutes ago, and I heard you open the program talking about these uncertain times we're going through right now. And you know what? I think it's important for us as members of the community to share our feelings and to see how we can help each other. Now, this pandemic, I don't think any one of us, including our parents to a large extent, can recall the significant interruption that we're having now. And for me, sometimes I feel like my world is closing in because we are, as humans, very social by nature and so many restrictions. Then I received an email from a friend of mine, and it says, the four truths of life, and I will focus on one only, and if this could help, you know what, I'll be very happy. And it says, certainty is a myth. Not only nothing is permanent in life, absolutely nothing is certain either. The sooner we understand life offers no certainties whatsoever, the easier it becomes to handle. And I will close without going through all the rest of it to say, this uncertainty, unpredictability, and impermanence is what makes our life both intriguing and beautiful. So Richard, what I want to share, my friend, is as adults, we can understand things better, and we should be there for each other and constantly remind ourselves that these are the things that will happen in life. There'll be challenges. We have to continue to be strong. Look at the glasses half full. Where my serious concerns are that the younger kids, the ones who are too young not to understand, I understand that, but the ones who are in their teenager, high school, that is where we're having a very big problem. And it's time that we, the community, we all of the social channels, the temples, the churches, the mosque, we have to stand up and invite people in and make a deliberate point to call people, call your members, call their families, offer what kind of assistance you can, either by counseling or anything else that will help. But that's Terry, my message, Richard.
Yeah, but Terry, hold on for a little bit. And, you know, it's not as easy as that, as saying that we are adults and this is the facts of life. These are unbelievable times. I mean, people, today I heard one person died in Williamsville, Trinidad. He was the owner of a hardware store. And in the evening, they had a Zoom, a little prayer meeting. And while that was going on, his sister died with the same COVID. I mean, we have one and two members in the same family falling to this sickness and dying. So we find everywhere we turn, we're hearing so many people are dying. And it's a pandemic. So I think we should have tried to bring up to speed the remedies or some of the counseling, as you mentioned, some of the so-called cure that we could try to make. Because these are really, really difficult times. And I'm just saying, if they were to have a meeting, listen, how we can build an extension of a mosque. You would have so many people gathering and they'd sort out the specialists and get that going. And within two meetings, they would have to cascade it down to the members how they can get this done. I'm saying that we need a task force, like we need some serious action to get this rolled out so that we could have people pool their numbers or their addresses or how we could contact them because by social distancing and all that. But we'd really...
I would like to close by saying this, that you are absolutely correct, but I will also add this if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. People understand the psychology of how we think and behave. This sort of mental pressure is at the breaking point. And we are not going to have the time to build the task force. We are all individually, we all have to step in today and think how best we can put ourselves out to help each other. That is what life is about. We stand for each other. We stand by each other.
Indeed. And thank you very much for calling in. And I would have loved to hear your Carly's take on this and what she could bring, because I know she have...
Well, I know she's home cooking, so and she's always listening to your program.
Maybe she could call in a little bit. Anybody else, please, guys, let's see how we could come up with some techniques or little small bites we could take to get over this little hump. Thank you very much, Terry.
Thanks, Richard. Thank you.
416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. And you know, one of the things I try to do here is to play some music to lively up your little heart. How about this one? Again, Dr. Gaia. Let me finish by dedicating this one to you again. Your good friend, Terry. Maybe Dr. Gaia could weigh in on this. 416-848-7772.
किसी न किसी से कभी न कभी कहीं न कहीं दिल लगाना.
I can tell you dancing will help. Come on, shake out the negative energy. Shake a leg, come on.
एक हंसी चेहरे है, किस किस को मैं देखूं, इसको इनमें अपना समझो, समझो मैं अपने लूं।
Well, let's see if we could give you more voice on the program. Hello, who we have on the line?
Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Great program. I just wanted to say that I listen to your program all the time when I'm in the car and really enjoy it.
How are you coping with this, these new times?
Yeah, I did. But talking about the current issue, what you're talking about, I just have some input. And I want to say that it's too much out there. Like, people are, when you turn on radio, TV, no matter what, 99% of the time they're talking about COVID. It's okay to give people information and what the protocols are right now, what's going on, the precautions, whatever, but to take the whole program and just talk about COVID, I don't think that it's the right thing to do. People want to hear more. There are other issues that people are facing. There's homelessness. There is housing issues. There are, you know, things like that. Their programs are canceled in hospitals for people who have any kind of issue. There's surgeries who are canceled. So if we really scare people like this, what's going on right now? Like, people are actually dying more with hating each other and regretting and all the other mental health issues. So people are not talking about it. They're only talking about the scarcity that's going on right now. Not that it's not there, but it's just overdone.
Indeed, and like you say, you turn on any way you turn. You know, but on this program, I have never used it for quite a few years now, to bring up the political things that we see going on. I play more music. In fact, the owner of the station, WTOR, Sister Arifa Mustafa, she enjoys listening to us because we don't bring that to the program. We don't stress out people with politics and that. One of the things, she always offers me more airtime because of that. So I'm not sure if you're talking about what we are doing here on this program or other programs. Okay, so today we thought we would bring this to the forefront. We need to speak to people about it, and you could disagree. You might want to hear more music. I'm sure you could turn on a CD or turn on YouTube. But, you know, we don't want to cover up this thing. We need to bring some quick help and resolve to the situation while entertaining you. We are here every Saturday. And those of you who know my programs, and we always try to celebrate, and I am, and we continue to do that. But we are trying today to push it out in the open a little bit, because before it gets better, it will get worse. So today, while we play music, entertain you, we just want to see if we could, you know, disrupt things a little bit and see if we can get people to start doing a little more. And to the folks at La Parkin, thank you. Happy New Year to you. Now, mind you, there are some organizations, religious groups especially, are engaging and have programs that reaching out. But we're not hearing about them that we could share, and maybe people could duplicate. But if you know of any organization that is doing some stuff, we'd love to help spread the word. 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. Shabnam Radio on a Saturday.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lavakan, Lavakan. Door to door service. Never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry. Don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lavakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand in the whole nation. Lepakan, Lepakan. Visit Lepakan.com.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chatax home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Charlie's at Morningside and Shepherd, proudly serving our vibrant community with Charlie's West Indian Foods and Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine. Over the years, Charlie's West Indian Food have been serving us with quality fresh produce coming in weekly. Whether it's poultry, fish, fresh fruits or vegetables, you can be assured that you can find it at Charlie's. In their clean and well-stocked environment is where everyone goes to find that hard-to-find item from back home. And your restaurant, Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine, where specialized cook prepare fresh daily West Indian Chinese with all your favorite dishes, traditional curries, provision, roti and many other dishes to choose from. And you must drop by and taste their weekend breakfast. For all your catering needs, call them at 416-282-8608. And of course, Charlie's West Indian Food, 416-283-1441. On behalf of the management and staff at Charlie's West Indian Food and Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine, they thank you for the business.
There's a new funeral home in Durham that combines elegance with affordability. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, offering many services from traditional burials to simple cremations, plus great reception facilities to celebrate your loved one's life. Right now, funeral homes have a 30% allowed capacity, but this is a larger facility, so it's perfect for larger services. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, striving to provide grieving families with compassion, care, and convenience. On Finley, near Bailey in Ajax. Online, acvc.info.
And I'm lucky to have and welcome Dr. Gerald Guyer to the program. How are you, sir? And thank you for taking the time.
Felt compelled to call in. I'm usually shy to speak like this, but you know, it's important. It's important. I like the show that you're doing, and you're bringing all this awareness to folks that are just confused about what's happening right now with respect to the lockdowns and what's happening. You know, it seems like every day another twist gets thrown at us.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't know. Do we lock down? Do we, do we live life normally? Like, what it is. And what I've noticed is that really, COVID, the sky is not falling. One can still live a nice protected life. Still carry on. But just be careful. It doesn't take care of your health. Studies have shown that obesity is the biggest comorbidity to really getting sick and dying from it. So understand your weight, understand your health, understand your eating habits. You know, eat foods that are rich in fruits and vegetables. Take your extra zinc and your vitamin C. Stay away as much as you can from too much alcohol and smoking and all the vices. While sitting at home, we have a tendency to order in food and just drink too much and put on weight, watch too much TV. But there are more pleasant things that one can do thanks to the internet. You can learn a new language, get caught up on all of your reading, read all those books you never got to, you know, a lot of good shows on Netflix. Educate yourself, read the Bible, read your holy book, and that's take time. Everything will be fine soon enough. We'll turn a corner on this. This Omicron is not the beast that's going to do us in. It's actually a blessing in disguise. It has a high infection rate, but it's not a very deadly situation. We are going to develop better herd immunity from this wave. And we withstand what's to come. Also, with the advent of the therapeutics that are being touted by Pfizer and Merck, the pills, we are going to be better off dealing with this pandemic. So not to worry. Don't worry, you'll be fine.
And you know, when we hear that, and sometimes somebody holds your hand and say, listen, it's going to be okay. Continue living. You may be exercise. Go for a little walk. It might be cold. Walk up and down your hallway in your apartment building. Something. This is what I'm hoping today people could call in and share. Little things. Maybe try a new recipe. Take your mind off the television. Thank you very much for calling, Dr. Gaya. Good advice.
Very welcome.
And keep listening.
Everyone, have a happy new year.
And thank you for always being so kind to so many other people, including Shabnam Radio Caribbean Showtime. Again, God bless you and your family, and we talk again.
Bye-bye.
That's Dr. Gerald Gaya, a good friend of mine, and of course he knows a lot of people, including my brother Terry Sa. And on the line, we also have...
Hi.
This is Carly, right? Still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me well?
Very well. You're loud and clear if you can't hear me, but go ahead. You have the
air. Okay, no, I'm good.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, Richard, first of all, thank you. Happy New Year, and thanks for having me on.
Yes, go ahead.
And, okay, I should have lowered the volume in the kitchen. I moved to another room, but I can still hear myself. Anyways, I just wanted to have a few minutes of your time. I look forward to your program every Saturday. I would agree with the other caller, that the one previous to the last you had. Your program it takes you away from the whole news of COVID. It's a healthy distraction. I take myself, I transport myself from Toronto, and I'm in Trinidad during that time that you leave that window, that healthy window. At the same time, though, as an active voice in our community, you are a community leader yourself, and you have this very interactive forum to bring alertness and to hear from the community. So I think you do have the responsibility for an issue as significant as this to bring it up in your program. And yes, we do have to bear the brunt of hearing about COVID again through your healthy program. But it's something that's unavoidable, and I'm glad you're doing it, because we do have to face it. I have to say that organizations like the temples and the churches and the mosques, they do have, and you did say that a few minutes ago, they do have facilities and they do have programs. The problem is that we have to now reach out into the community and let them know they're there. There are people who don't necessarily belong to an organization, and they're probably left out. The ones who go regularly, they know what their organizations have. So they're aware of it, they can access it, but the others don't. So what we've been doing at Vishnu Mandir, and I'm not a spokesperson for the temple, but I'm an executive member as well, is that they had, from the beginning of COVID, form a group where they would have phone calls to people, especially seniors, to see how they were doing. I will speak to, you know, women tend to be the backbone of our community. We're the ones who are responsible for the production in terms of bringing people into this world. When things are down in each other's home, it's the woman who usually takes up the responsibility to assemble a force and get things going. That's my opinion. So our Lakshmi Sabha, which is very active, I will be speaking to the president of that, and that's Vijayanti Ram Kumar, and get a status as to where we are in terms of those phone calls. And in addition to that, I have to give kudos to Dr. Dubey. He is, I have not been going temple regularly because I've been finding my own solace in my puja room, but he's very active and very much aware. He's I have to say he does have such insight. He started a new program there to deal with Ayurveda, meditation, other workshops for youth, for seniors, and I myself, I'm going to take it upon myself to see where we are at with that in terms of how reactive that is and relevant in terms of this difficult times as we're in through COVID. And if we can reactivate whatever systems we have to make sure if everybody does a little, and what I'm going to appeal today is for people who are listening to me, go back to your organization and ask that they reactivate those plans and those wonderful strategies they have in place to cope with stress, to help their members. And if 10 people in a temple were to take a responsibility, they and their children, to start making phone calls, so we can reach out into the community and see how they're doing, take their temperature, not physically, but of course, how is their mental health, how are their children, their grandchildren, and so on doing. So that's my contribution. And I have to say one more thing, Richard, I personally, and I don't know how this works for other people, I need spirituality. This problem of COVID is bigger than any of us can fix right now. However, it will be fixed. It will take time, but it will happen. In the interim, people need to keep themselves strong and optimistic. I find spending an hour in my meditation room every single morning, rain, storm, whatever, work commitments, whatever, that is more important to me than anything else. With that, I get perspective every day to plow ahead and hope that we get better news tomorrow. That is what will keep us alive.
Well said. And if I could ask a few, if we could, and I know you are a lawyer, I know you are an educated lady, if we could come up with a simple plan. Guys, if we could do like how we would have a group chat, suggest something. Well, guys, it could start as small as 5 or 3 people agreeing to check in on each other and teach people over this program how they can do that. So reach out to 2 other family members or friends even. Set a time when it's good for them to call and spend maybe 10 minutes each call and maybe every other day and ask each other when is a good time. Every other day, and something simple as that. You know, give it a group chat on phone, apart from those who can't use the WhatsApp. But hearing somebody's voice, asking them, or listening to them speak, I think is therapeutical. So thank you very much. And again, visiting your prayer room, I think, is an ideal form of parking your stress, you know, burning it up indeed when you step into that prayer room. Thank you very much, Sister Carly.
You're welcome. And all the best, Richard.
And thank you for explaining and coming to my defense. That is exactly what we do here every week, try to bring some happiness and memories and take you back to when you're filling water, the pipe stand, and how rain would song on your galvanized zinc roof and stuff like that. But it's important that we do what we're doing today also. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for having me.
Now, that was nice, Sister Carly, and I called on Dr. Gaia, and look, bam, bam, baram, bam, everybody is in there. Any pundit listening? Any pastor listening? Any imam listening? Anybody who could call in and share something? Tell us about the programs you're doing or what could be done. Hey, for the Fareed Amin, I remember the first time when this COVID broke, we spoke, and you were going to get me someone to, a specialist to speak on this topic. The lines are open. Give us a call. Let us know what's happening in your neck of the woods. 416-848-7777. 4172. That's 416-848-7772. Well, let me see if I could play some music to bring back some spirituality or maybe memories. Here we go. And we're doing this one for those of you of the Christian faith and everybody else who can relate. I thought I would share with you something to relax you. This is Shabnam Radio. Welcome, everybody. Thank you. and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road, extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invites you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for all your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
Welcome to ShabnamRadio.com, streaming your culture 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with your host, Richard Aziz.
Want to say happy birthday. Greetings going out to Ronnie at Roti Roti on behalf of the staff, your children, and of course all your so many friends, including Bill and Prabha. We want to wish you a happy birthday, and of course from yours truly. We thought we'd share another instrumental with you. Now, I had a couple of people telling us a little bit about that one we were playing. I want to ask you, anyone would recognize the one I'm about to play if you know what album it's from? And just out of curiosity, you could either text me at 416-832-7293, 416-832-7293.